The old expression, bats in your belfry, may be supplanted by bats in your oak trees. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
She eats insects. She flies around in the dark looking for moths and beetles. She lives in a school. She's part of a colony of about 20 bats. She chases insects for a living. Lots of people are afraid of bats. They come out at night. People think bats are evil. They can find their way in the dark. Well, that's obviously a mystical process there. It surely can't be natural if they can find their way around in the dark.
That's neuroscientist Professor James Simmons, who will go on to extol all of the virtues of bug-eating bats. But getting back to oak trees, a University of California cooperative extension scientist in San Luis Obispo County collaborated with a U.S. Forest Service scientist to study how bats use blue oak and valley oak trees in vineyards. An author of the study says that they focused on bats that eat insects because bat populations have declined dramatically in some areas due to habitat loss and disease. And bats don't hurt grapes, by the way. The professor reminds us that, as a matter of fact, thanks to the huge number of bugs they consume, bats could be a very good asset in a vineyard. So if you see a bunch of bats hanging around in oak trees, you can thank them for their fine work. I hope you found this agricultural program both informative and useful. I'm David Sparks, proud to represent the Ag Information Network.